Hey guys, welcome to Team Building Exercise with these Jermokes. Coach from Family of Gamers 777 and Jake and Rob from the Dead Zone Podcast make some lists and talk about them. I guess you want to listen to them, but what do I know? And I'm Georgie the Goblin, and I'll be keeping these guys honest. Especially Jack. And this one, the Pinkskins talk about Asterians.
And hey, welcome to this episode of Team Building Exercise. I am Rob.
And I'm Jack.
And I'm Coach.
And we're back again. Look at this. We've done two of them now. And this one's all about the Asterians.
It's all about the Asterians. Absolutely.
About. And yeah, I think all of our favorite lists to make. This was a pleasure, I would say, to make these lists.
Well, if you define pleasure in that way, then that says a lot.
Yes, I'm into S&M. But so,
what did you think about our mascot there? He was, I think he made a big hit.
Georgie, yeah. Georgie was great.
Hey, Jack, did you ever notice that anytime you curse, that Georgie jumps in the middle of it?
All I noticed was right off the hop, Georgie said that of all the Pinkskins, I was the least trustable. So
I don't know. Because if you curse, he'll jump in. He doesn't like that. So if you say like,
oh no,
or mother,
uh-oh,
or you're a,
oh no,
he's going to jump in and do it. Go ahead, Jack. It's fun. Try it.
I don't know. Rob will get angry.
Editing is fun. Yeah. Hey, as long as it's all together. I don't have to do it later on. Get right. It out of your systems now.
Balls.
I think we're allowed to say balls.
No, but if you say like, we're going to the park and we need some balls, that's one thing. But if I say, shut up, or I'm going to hit you with my balls, that's no good.
I think we're all right.
Okay.
We can say bitch. I think we've bitched about a lot of things in the past. So,
well, you can't call someone a bitch, but you can bitch and moan.
Is that what it is?
I think so.
What if you're just a...
Uh-oh.
Well, there you go.
Or like when I say opinions like assholes.
Yeah. I think we allowed assholes.
Really?
It's only the big ones.
What? The seven deadly words?
But I don't even know what they are anymore.
Oh.
Oh, no. Uh-oh.
All right, guys. That's enough with the cursing.
That, you know, like that.
Yeah. Oh, George Carlin. Anyways, on to the actual show. As we said.
We have to do a show now?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Asterians. And last time we started with Jack, I believe. So
we're going to start with me again? I will start. Okay. So, you know... Here we go. My army list starts with, as my leader, the Overseer. I chose him because the Recon 4+, he's more expensive, but the Recon 4+ and the Wheels Within Wheels for the Splat. And I left him stock. I didn't give him any craziness. He's got Staff of Command and the Charge Glove. 30 points. It's pretty stiff, but I think it's worth it. I like the Wheels Within Wheels. Splat.
Yeah, it's a cruel one.
That is it's not as bad as the where you steal the other one, the Marauder one.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
This is a great one that's like, all right, because the Marauder one you can only take move, shoot, or fight. This one you get rid of a command dice. So it's like I'm gonna roll an extra dice. Oh, I'm sorry, no, you're not. So
when you can use it anytime? That one can use.
I think you can, you know, like you activate a model and you say, okay, I'm going to use my splat and take away this. So if you go first and you have a splat, you know, you knock it out. So it's dirty.
Yeah, it doesn't count as an action. So you could do it anytime.
That's cool. So you could do that and then use a move dice.
Yeah.
It's greasy. It is greasy.
Yeah.
And then I did break my covenant that I did say that I would only make a list which I could field the with the models I have access to, but I do really love these models. They're coming out. We'll be getting them within, by the time this airs, it might be like 2 weeks away, 3 weeks away. The Marionettes, and I like the models. I prefer the look over the Cyphers. And I took 6 Marionettes.
Woo!
Now that's my troop. That's my troop tax. I like them. Their stats are not as good. They certainly don't shoot as well as the Cyphers. They shoot on a 5+ as opposed to the 3+, but they're not vulnerable.
Right. You're getting two wounds with those guys.
Two wounds for half the price, and it's as a troop tax. It was hard to pass up. Now, I left them all stock with the no rifle. Range 5 is pretty decent. In the future, they do have a weapon that has it burns. The name of it, it's some alien word.
Foglester or Foglister or something.
The something molester.
Fog molester.
The fog molester. Mm. The family of gamers molester.
What the?
I hope Georgie got in on that.
So that is something I'm going to explore at a later date. But like I said, I don't have the models for the marionettes yet. I broke my own rule, but I'm looking forward to them. So 6 marionettes. So we have the overseer as the leader, 6 marionettes as my troops. Following that up with a drone as a specialist that has the plasma vortex with the frag 5. Do love that. The extra 18 points, I think, is well worth it. 2 VPs on the drone, I can live with it. I have a second drone that has a plasma vortex.
What? 2?
2. Deuce, yeah. Deuce. Do you think that's excessive?
Nope.
Okay.
Hey, listen, if you like something, take 2.
That's That's coachism.
That's the way it is, man. And Jack, the plasma vortex, what's nice about it is not only is it frag, it's an AP1 frag.
So yes.
You're bringing a little AP to the table now.
And it's frag 5.
Correct.
You're rolling 5 dice on what, 4s? I think you need to, you don't even care about your shoot stat. That's pretty good.
Yep.
Yeah, and it's a hit. Like, you're hitting the square, so you can't complain. And you're right, it brings the AP. Right.
And zombies be damned.
Oh, yeah. You'd screw up some zombies with that motherfucker.
Yeah.
So after that is a drone. my third drone has the pulse bombard. 18 points to slap that sucker on there. 2 VPs, just like the plasma vortex. It's a range 8 indirect.
Yep. It's good to soft things up.
So, I prefer the plasma vortex, but range 4 is pretty tight. And when you have a soft army like the Asterians traditionally are, I thought maybe to reach out and touch someone would be an interesting addition. So, 3 drones. Mm. And then I followed that up with a Skyraiser.
Wow.
So a vehicle, it can move 4 squares. I think the additional speed and it's just got the no rifles. I think it's just something that something a little more maneuverable would round out the army I'd made. So, and then last but not least, I took the Rebel Sniper. But because no. That's what we do on the show, apparently. We just add a free Rebel Sniper to our list.
Oh, snap.
I'm sorry. I wasn't paying attention. What'd you say?
Ball busting.
So, yeah, that's my list. That's my list.
Minus the Rebel Sniper.
Minus the Rebel Sniper.
So how many guys is that?
Let me see here. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Good number.
Not bad. And that's 200 points on the nose and a total of 23 VPs that I would have to surrender if you tallied my entire strike team.
What's the general tactics for this army here?
I really like the drones with the plasma vortex it's a potent. I built the army basically around that. Marionettes for my troop tax, and then in case there's a objective that they can take or items and stuff like that. I just think it's well-rounded, and I think depending on what kind of I'm hoping that I would be able to deal with whatever came my way.
Yeah, you blow the crap out of stuff. That always works.
Yeah.
And you have enough of your just throwaway troops that they can take objectives and things.
Right.
Do they have toxic smoke screen or no?
What's that?
Marionettes don't have toxic smoke screen, do they?
No.
Only ciphers do, right? Okay.
Yeah. Again, you really didn't have much in the way of choice in the Isterian list. But I could have started mixing ciphers in with the marionettes and been a little more, mix it up a little bit, but I didn't.
Stick with what works.
Yeah. Well,
there you go. I think that's a pretty solid list. As with any Isterian list, it's impossible to tell how well it would work until you actually play it, because it's just random with Isterians.
Mm.
Anything else to say about it, Coach?
Of course, Jack figured a way with the second most expensive army in the world, and he got over 10 guys, so I applaud him for that. The marionettes they're either really good or they're really going to be terrible. But when you think about it, last episode, we all, myself and Jack, went hardcore on the Obi-Wans for the Rebs, and they're approximately the same thing. These guys just are a little bit more expensive.
Yeah, I have a comfort zone, and this list is well within that. And I think I'm looking forward to seeing Coach, if you're also in that mindset.
Mm-hmm.
Spoilers. Well, with that, we'll take a break. We'll be back, and we'll talk about my list. Sound like a plan?
Sounds like
a plan. And now for a commercial.
FOG Andrew and the coach here, and we would like to tell you about our YouTube channel, Family of Gamers 777.
Family of Gamers covers the hobby from topics like airbrushing, painting, building, converting, unboxings, interviews, and much, much more.
We go over in-depth tactics and battle reports of games like Dead Zone, Warhammer 40K, X-Wing, Kings of War, and Wild West Exodus.
So go over to Family of Gamers 777 on YouTube and become part of the family.
We're back!
All right, we are back, and that was Jack's list. And who's next?
I shall go next, since this seems to be the order now.
Okay.
Jack refuses to do anything out of order.
There's got to be structure. You can't willy-nilly this.
That's true. This show is nothing but structure. I'd say that for sure.
Right. Well, this, come on, this is important.
That's true. We're building teams, and it's an exercise. So my list starts with the Cypher Prime, because he's cheaper. But mostly I'm taking him as an actual fighter. I don't really care. His ability, as you'll see later, won't affect my team at all. So I don't want splats. And he's got Energy Shield 4, and he's 4 fight, so that's pretty fun. And his Light Blade is AP 2, so I could deal with some Enforcers with that mofo. So that's why I'm taking him. Recon 5 sucks, but what are you going to do? But 24 points, only 2 VPs, that's pretty good for a leader. And then my team mainly consists of my troops here, which is 4 Khaleesis, because after I painted the Khaleesis, I kind of fell in love with them. So my team's going to be all combat. This is going to be a pretty good combat list. 3 plus fights on Khaleesis and 2-3 movement. That's pretty good. No armor, obviously. And at least they're not vulnerable. Like, except that my leader is vulnerable, which would suck. But he's got a shield 4, so that might offset it. But AP1 frenzy weapons. I love the fact that they get to reroll. They do have energy bows. And I did give one guy an ammo because I had 2 points left over. So one of my Khaleesis is like the Khaleesi captain. He's going to be the one with the extra ammo shot. So 4 of them, 15 points each usually, 2 VPs. Pretty expensive for a troop, but they are better than the average troop. Like, they're pretty tough troops. So that's my main force. And then for my specialists, I got 4, count them, 4 drones. And these drones, very similar to Jack. I have Plasma Vortex, because as we said before, it is a great, great weapon. And 2 of those, 2 Plasma Vortex. 1 Pulse Bombard, because once again, indirect range 8. And now indirect, I was just looking it up. It used to say you can't shoot indirect first round. It doesn't say that anymore. So first round, their deployment zone, if you get initiative, is going to get destroyed.
Yeah.
That's pretty sweet. And then my other drone, because the points fit, is an energy shield. So it's good to sit with the Khaleesis, get some energy shield around them. So it's the shield generator 4 for 3 VPs, but 24 points. So that's pretty good. And all the other drones are 4 VPs and 30 points. They're a little expensive, but they're there just to soften up the army so my Khaleesis can get in there and to cut them up with their 3+ fight and frenzy. And that's it. That's 9 troopers. 200 points on the dot because I spent for that ammo. 25 VPs, only slightly more expensive than Jack's, but I lose 2 guys compared to the marionettes. But so far, I think that might be fun to play at very least. It might not be effective, but it'd be fun.
It's surprising that with the Khaleesi, I did not see that. I should have known because you were so hesitant to even construct them.
Yeah.
And once you did, you got a little bit enamored. And now that you've painted them without them being cheesecake, you put them in the body suits and everything like that. They're a decent looking model. I think, I don't know. I would like to see that in action, actually.
Yeah, I'm curious to see how, once again, only vulnerable guy I have is my Safer Prime. And once again, the worst that happened, he'd die and I'd lose 1 die. That would suck, but he's got shield 4, but he's got AP2 weapons, so he'll be running into the fray too. So I'll have 5 guys hand-to-handing at 4 for my leader and 3 for my normal guys. That's, I love the ability to have such low to hits. You really notice a difference when, like Jack says, you're rolling on 6s or rolling on 3s. It's a nice difference.
And you know what's nice too is with your indirect, it's indirect 4.
Mm-hmm.
And indirect doesn't need line of sight. And I like the way they did it now. You do not need line of sight. Just that when you roll, you know, they're rolling on 5s. Mm-hmm. You're going to roll 3 dice, but you need 2 hits.
Yeah, it's the only problem. But then even the worst happens, it scatters. So
right. I mean, it's not terrible, but, you know.
Especially first turn, you have what? See, if it hit a wall, it would bounce right back to it. So you have only 3 squares that would be bad to roll against first turn.
I really like the indirect rule, the way they fixed it, because it was too much before. And then the only thing is when you're you can't shoot it. I'm trying to look. Yeah, it has to be 2 cubes or more.
Yeah.
So if they're too close to you, then, you know, they're going to get you. Remember in the old one was, well, if it's halfway across the table, you could shoot
close,
it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that was terrible because halfway across the table is, I mean, the board is small as it is.
Yeah. That's so. For an army with scout. That's the first turn. You wouldn't be able to hit anybody.
Right. So, you know, yeah, I like it. I like the indirect.
That happened with the mortars with the plague mortar. Rob just, we were playing, he had marauders.
Yeah.
And in the first turn, he had,
Mob beasts.
He went from his end of the board and was out inside my minimum range in one turn and just literally just chewed the mortar teams to pieces. And it was like, oh, okay, that seems
excessive. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I don't know if you guys did it, but I used to, like, when that happened, I would just have my guys just leave the mortar behind and run out, and I'd have 2 extra plague guys running and fighting because, you know.
Well, what Jack learned to do is he'd started putting a plague swarm with his mortar teams. Uh-huh. So those guys were just defenders, and it was a good – it's hard to get to mortar guys when there's a plague swarm sitting there.
Right.
Playing a little defense.
Yeah, now it's much better. I agree. With that 2 to hit, like you need 2 successes. Mm-hmm. I think that evens it out because before it was way too easy. You're just destroying people. Now it's like a lot more fun with the scatter, and especially if you're in combat, you get scatter dice. Jack's done it before, landed on his own guys, blew up some of his dogs before with a mortar. So,
and if you have line of sight, then it's just a regular shooting test, right?
No, it's still they changed that.
Yeah, not anymore. You can't.
Yep, it still all goes by the indirect rule, even if you can see them line of sight.
If the firing model has line of sight to an enemy model in the target cube, roll a 3 dice shoot test 1 with no modifiers permitted.
Oh, yeah, that's
command. Right. So now if you have line of sight, you're cool. If not, you got to get 1 more success.
That's right, yeah. So line of sight gives you 1 test, yep. Yeah.
Right. So, yeah, it's the old rule. So that's cool. I mean, that was the one, like, you know, we're going to not have so many rules, and here's another rule. But that was a good one.
Yeah, they fixed it, I think.
That makes sense. If you're hiding and you can't have line of sight, you need 2 extra.
Well, I used to, against Jack's mortar teams, I would have to hide under bridges and stuff so that he couldn't just drop stuff on me.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was tough times.
And it used to suck. You'd be in a building and it's like it's the the ruined terrain and like, well, I can get through this building. Damn yeah. it.
I can see down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the addition of the indirect, I did not know that you could, they had removed the can't shoot on the first round.
I didn't either until I just read it. Yeah.
And I wonder if that's a conscious decision or maybe not a mistake, but maybe just a slight omission.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's because if you were able to like win a recon test and move and do something and get set up on a someplace nice and rain down some terror.
Especially with this army that I have here, I could have replaced two of those plasma vortex with pulse bombards. I have three pulse bombards. First round, your deployment zone's only usually three wide. You just nuke every single square.
and then no matter what the result, the surviving models are thrown one cube in a random direction and then pinned.
And
then
might be slammed against the back wall.
Yeah, that's pretty good, man. You know, if you've got them all bunched up round one, oh, that's dirty.
That is dirty.
That really is. Yeah, I didn't even think of that.
I didn't even until we looked it up. You know? Yeah.
You know and what? That's pretty good, man. You could wipe out six or seven models there because if worst comes to worst, you're going to waste short actions getting up and moving.
Yeah, slow exactly. down. Yep.
So that'd be aggravating.
It would be because then the next round they're going to do the exact same thing. You just got to try to spread out enough that it'll limit the damage.
Boy, that's like a World War II movie, like when they start shooting the mortars and like get to that ridge, and guys are flying all over the place.
Oh, you'd have to get into buildings as quick as you could at that rate.
Oh man, yeah. Oh, that would suck.
Well, now you got to test it out.
Yeah, that's actually pretty good. Hey, listen, everybody's looking for toxic smoke screen to save these guys. I think Rob hit it on the head, man. It's just death from above.
Yeah. Well, Jack used those plasma vortexes against me just as in Frag 5. Once those things hit, that's major. And now Frag doesn't have to roll the hit anymore. So you're just rolling the damage at that point.
Now, if I may be the one to throw the wet blanket on it, that'll work good. But then once you're in combat, those guys might be useless back there.
Well, yeah. Well, I hope by that point I'd softened him up enough that my Khaleesi could just finish him off.
Right.
That's the key. They have to really do a lot of damage early on, and then your hand-to-hand guys have to finish him off. Otherwise, you're right. They become kind of just defensive positions, almost like turrets at that point.
Yeah, if some guy just wants to hide out the whole time, then that's what he's going to do. He's going to be scared to move, and he's they're going to have to go for cover quick, or if somebody wants to sit on an objective the whole time, you can blast them off that objective.
Yeah, that's why everybody wants to use toxic smoke screens on objectives.
Right.
But you don't have to do that when you can just blast them off.
Uh-huh. Absolutely.
Fun times.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. That's a good
So there you go. And now we're on to coach's list.
Coach, okay.
Let us hear it.
All right. So what I did was I guess I'll be the tiebreaker for the leader, and I went with the overseer.
Yeah.
And reason being is, honestly, tactician too, because I've been playing a lot of Dead Zone, and the difference between an extra two dice and extra three dice is monumental. Also, his splat rule is good, but I don't even think I'm going to worry about splats anymore.
They're so rare.
They're so rare. I mean, I played... We played last night, myself and Andrew, and I think I got three splats the whole game, and then I had to re-roll it because I didn't need it at the time. So, it didn't come into use. But I was just saying, go with him a little bit. He's got a five shoot, five fight, and five survive. With the he's got a the
command
force field thing.
Oh, energy shield.
Energy shield. I'm sorry. Yeah. So, I between him and the other guy, it's hard because they really are, their leaders are actually so different. It's hard to differentiate one from the other, like which would be better. So, he's got an energy shield of three, and I've been on that receiving end of that where I'm shooting them off the board and they survive is no good, and you can't roll any fives, but those guys, you roll three energy shields and the sixes just keep popping up.
Yeah.
So, That's why I took him. I thought he was good. Then if he gets into combat, he's not that good, but he's got some good weapons.
Why does he have two hand-to-hand weapons? So that's always my question.
Well, it's weird, yeah, because he has the energy pulse, which is a range one.
So it's almost hand-to-hand.
Right, and then the charge glove, which is range F knockback. And then the staff of command is an AP2, range F, you know, in combat. So you would want to hit somebody with the staff of command, unless you want to, like, maybe knock somebody off a building or something. I don't know. I guess it's situational. Maybe because the charge glove is like Iron Man, or you could punch a guy with it. That's the way I see it.
Oh, but, yeah. Energy pulse is the glove when it shoots. And then, why is it only range one, though? It should be like range two or three.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. You know? Like a pistol.
Well, I mean, why make the Asterians good anyway? So, you know, give them a crap range.
Yeah.
So then let's move on to troops. I went to two ciphers and I gave one of them ammo because, you know, they're decent troops. They got the 3-up shoot is just good. Yeah. Toxic smoke screen. If you're going to use the toxic smoke screen, you're going to have to use extra move dice. That's why, you know, going back to the extra command dice. And then I went with not one, not two, but three Khaleesi.
Oh, you went to Khaleesi.
Ooh. Yeah, I went with the Khaleesi because, well, you'll see later on, but, you know, we need some ass kickers in this army.
Yeah.
You know, and like you said, the energy bow range 4, which is not bad. You know, 5-up shoot, okay. They do have a 5-up survive, but AP1 frenzy with the glaive and a 3 fight. They're moving at a 2-3. If you could scout them up, or if you win the recon and get them up there, into combat as quick as possible, you know, you're never going to not use your fight stat. You know, because if somebody attacks you, you're always going to use your fight stat. And as a 3+, you're pretty good.
Yep.
Very good.
Yeah. So, you know, I like them. I like the models when they were on the thing. I just putting them together was a.
Oh, yeah.
It was a test because I don't know about you guys, but almost every one of my glaives that were out broke in half and I had to like repair them.
Oh, really? I got lucky. None of mine snapped.
Yeah. Oh, there was all three of them, the ones that are out, they split in half. But yeah, AP1 frenzy on a 3+, that's pretty sweet. And if hopefully, like I said, with the extra command dice, you can get a few extra fights and a few extra dice in there. Then let's go to the specialists, which I'm sure everybody wants to hear. I am coming in the minority with two, not one, but two Black Talons.
Oh, you took the Black Talon, eh?
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yep, absolutely. Giving them, I like these guys in the fact that I think they're overpriced.
Yeah, that's what we always said about them. That's the only
thing. Yeah. So both of them, I kitted them out, give them extra ammo for 2 points, just for the hell of it. They do have, you know, just the old-fashioned null rifle, but that energy shield of 2 with the jump pack, you know, construct, but the vulnerable, man, it's tough. But they do have glide, so, you know, move them up 3, and then they can come down 3. That's pretty cool. You know, with the craw, the energy shield, you know, they have their own energy shield. So that's pretty good. But the vulnerable, man, the vulnerable, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, most times when you get shot nowadays, I find that you're either alive or you're dead, even if you have 2 hit points.
So. Yeah, they also do have armor 1.
Yeah. Yeah, they got armor and they have energy shield. That'll help a lot.
Yeah, so, you know, that's the thing. You know, even the Cyphers have an armor 1, although they don't have an energy shield. But, you know, so the Black Talon, I think, for a construct, or I'm sorry, for a vulnerable, is not bad. You know, energy shield of 2, 5-up survive, armor 1. I mean, you really gotta hump the bunk on this guy to kill him. So, you know, and then he's not a guy run out in combat. You know, you know what he's got to do. He's got a good range. Keep him back a little bit, jump him around because he's mobile and you could do some stuff. And they do have the jetpacks. So they can, you know, jump all over the place. Jump packs like the enforcers.
Yep.
So yeah, they're very mobile. Then my next two, I'm taking two drones. One, I did go with the fission beamer.
Oh yeah, the heavy weapon.
Yep. So I'm thinking, like I said, extra movement dice to move them around, get them heavy, get them out there.
That's a Strider killer right there.
Yeah, you know, because I've been playing, for some reason, guys are taking Striders. You don't have any AP, it sucks, man. It took, you know, it took me with the Pathfinders against the Striders, like 4 rounds to just kill one Strider. that five wounds is tough.
Yeah.
Size four, yeah. And, you know, the
armor.
Armor three.
Three, four, or four, right? For our ancestor.
Our ancestor's four. So this guy, hopefully, will take out one of those guys.
Yep.
And range 10, you know, you get them wherever to play, wherever they are. I'm still thinking range 10 is for that big, I know you guys got the 6x4 mat now, so that range 10 might come in handy.
Yeah, for sure.
And the last one, coming in hot, shield generator.
Yeah.
Because I think with this, you know, you're going to need to put a few guys in here to, you know, I'm not worried about the Khaleesi because I'm going to try to get him up the board, but the Cyphers are going to need a little extra something to be safe, you know? So, you know, I always said that you got to take at least one. I was thinking of taking two, but I said, let me bring some heavy artillery here. And then last thing I took is four Rebel snipers. So now that is officially, and I double and triple checked this one, 199. I actually had 7 points left over, but there's nothing for 7 points, so I gave some ammos out. And you know, I like you know, less boys, more, you know, more boys, less toys. You know, Jack always was telling me about that. So, but not too many options. I like to kind of, you know, like I said before, the base guys are pretty good. So, yeah, you know, I look at it that way. And, but it was, this one was a tough one, man, because I really never looked at the Asterians, and then picking what to take and what to use is, it was something. So, you know, I was going to try with five Khaleesi, but then there's no firepower. There's no nothing. And there's really no armor killer. You know, you go against a peacekeeper with a shield, even though they got the, AP1. It's going to be hard pressed to get through them.
Yep.
Yeah. The Asterians, when they first came out, were real glass cannons. They had some punch, but they were pretty fragile. The Khaleesi kind of changed that. And I don't know. Apparently, my co-hosts here have kind of decided they're going to flip the script on the Asterian, because it's not something I would expect.
Well, you also took the Marionettes. They're not vulnerable either, so.
Yeah, but for 10 points, the Marionettes, for me, at playing Plague.
Yeah, cheap.
they're just like a Stage 3, except for with a whole bunch of extra bonuses that I'm like, oh, they shoot on fives. Well, while la-di-da, Mr. Fancy Pants. Oh, you got to, you know, like it's a bonus. That's a basic troop that's better than what I'm accustomed to. So
right. That's why you're paying the extra 4 points for those guys.
Well,
as opposed to a Stage 3.
Yeah. To me, it's still a better, it's, I need to take basic troops anyways, and they function. Mm-hmm. I would say that the Cyphers are decent troops too, but I think you two with the Khaleesi might be on to something.
Well, after this last break, we'll come back. We'll talk about the armies more in general, about why we didn't take things and why certain things are good. And we'll be right back. How's that sound?
Sounds like a plan.
Fucking awesome.
Time for a break from these numbnuts.
Quiet down, boys. I'm trying to listen to Dead Zone, the podcast. Oh, hi. I didn't see you there. My name is Hiroku, and I'm your friendly neighborhood plague lord. Why, yes, I do enjoy listening to Dead Zone, the podcast, at deadzonegame.podbean.com. Even if it is hosted by two pathetic humans destined to be part of our glorious plague. With that gunfire, damned enforcers are always interrupting my podcast time. Don't forget to go to deadzonegame.podbean.com for all your Dead Zone listening pleasure. Now, to destroy these damnable enforcers.
Don't forget, all these lists will be available to download at deadzonegame.podbean.com if you want them for some reason. And now back to the show.
And welcome back. This is the section we talk about general things, including what we didn't take. But in this case, we almost took everything. The only two things we did not take were Cypher Specialist and Marionette Specialist, which are just a little bit more weapon options of the regular Cyphers and the regular Marionettes. Mm-hmm. And let's see what kind of weapon options we didn't take here.
Well, if I may.
Yep.
We were boasting about how great the rebel sniper rifle is.
Yep.
But if you look at the Asterion sniper rifle, 13 points, one victory point, very very similar to the Enforcer sniper, range 8, AP 1.
Yeah, so it's better. Once again, better than the Enforcers.
Right. I mean, it's heavy with snipers to go, getting one VP. So now the Cypher Specialist is 15 and 13. So that's like 74 points.
28 points, which is 1 point more than a Enforcer Sniper. So for right. 1 point, you get AP 1. I'd take that any day.
What?
Ridiculous.
But he is vulnerable. Yeah. But then I
not
know
the Marionette.
Yeah, no, I'm saying, but then you're shooting at a 5 as opposed to a 3.
That's true.
But now you think about it, the three of us are in agreement that you should pay what you pay for the gun, not the model.
Oh, but I just looked. The Cypher Specialist cannot take sniper. Only the Marionette can take sniper.
Oh, right. So
you get the 5+ anyways.
So you are. So one more way to make the Asterians suck.
But imagine a Black Talon with a sniper rifle. That'd be cool.
That'd be awesome.
But they can't have it. Yeah.
Like who's writing the Asterians? It's like
they don't like them.
Yeah, really. I disagree. They're a pretty competent army. In a perfect world, you would get a Black Talon with a sniper rifle. He could be elevated. He could glide to different locations. He'd be super mobile and shooting on threes from an elevated position with the sniper rifle, AP1. Yeah, that is, I think, that's flying a little too close to the sun. But you'd be paying through the nose for it. That's the thing. That's what makes me wonder about the Black Talons at all. I know with the shield and the armor, but that vulnerable I know it's only 1 point of difference, but still.
It is with armor, it's good. Vulnerable with armor is okay. But vulnerable without armor is you're dead.
Well, don't forget, vulnerable with armor and an energy shield.
Yeah. Yeah. So they're going to last a little bit. And, the other weapons are things like grenade launchers. Always fun, but it's indirect 3. You might as well just take the drone at that point. It's indirect 4.
Right. That's what that was my – I looked at some of the weapon options for the specialist. I thought, you know what? The drones do it, and they do it better.
Yep.
If the specialist had a flamethrower that had it burns range 4, I would be there, pants around my ankles. Like I could not get any more erect, but that's not there. So, yeah, I think the magma rifle, but the Forge Fathers have is range 4. It's the better one. So mostly all the it burns is range 2 or 3 the most.
Yeah, yeah.
This, Forge Fathers.
This is an AP1 it burns, which is kind of cool.
Right.
But what else we got here? We got Force Rifle Blast once again. Blast, now that they made Blast not do damage, that's not useful.
Yeah, what's the point?
I'd rather have knockback on a punch.
Mm-hmm.
Light Missile Launcher. It's only AP2, so really? There's a lot of better things that are AP, so.
Yeah, but you know what, though? It's AP2, range 7. It's only 8 points, and it's not heavy. So
it's light explosive, yeah.
Right, so that, for me, is kind of like on the bubble right there, because... You know, a missile launcher that's not heavy, so you can actually shoot it and jump behind something or get behind something and then shoot. It's I kind of like it if you can get it. And range 7 is nice. That's nice.
It's pretty close.
And an AP2.
Yep, that'll kill. Once again, Enforcer killer.
Right.
When I saw that, I assumed it was heavy.
I assumed I saw it and went, oh, that maybe, you know, I was toying with it.
But the moment you see a missile launcher, you think heavy, yeah.
I assumed.
Reload or anything, nope.
Well, that's like, that goes back to what we talked about last time, the light sniper rifle. This is the light missile launcher.
Yeah.
So it's, and now I'm going to try to go back. Anybody know about the stats for the Enforcer one?
Sniper rifle or missile launcher?
No, missile launcher. I got it right.
I think it's AP4, isn't it?
Missile launcher is AP5.
Oh, 5, yeah.
It's 8 points, 1 victory point, range 8, AP5 heavy.
So it get heavy. It gives you a lot more AP and a better range.
Right. Well, I guess, you know, the whole point of heavy is, like with the heavy sniper rifle, you have to set it up, you have to aim, you have to do this, and that's why it's heavy, and it's a long action. So this missile launcher for 8 points is AP5 with a range 8, but it's 1 victory point. The light missile launcher for 8 points and 1 victory point, range 7, AP2.
Yeah.
I'll take the mobility and 3 less, you know.
Although with the now that you have move dice and extra shoots with the command dice, those heavy weapons are not as bad as they used to be.
Right.
So that is an option. Another thing I noticed on this list is no pistols or 0 points. So why don't you just give every single person a no pistol? Especially your leaders, like your overseer, he doesn't have any range weapons. At least I give him range 3. Right. So that's probably an auto add to everybody, just to be sure you have a range 3 weapon at least.
Yeah, I think if these guys are professional soldiers, or these are the guys going out, it's not like you know, some Jamooks like the Rebs where, you know, you got to equip everything, you know, like standard issue sidearm.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, I think everybody should have. I mean, it behooves you not to have it, you know.
Yeah, a lot of them don't matter. Like if you have a no rifle, you don't need a no pistol, but.
Right.
For people like your overseer, you need that.
Right.
A little bit extra range. And
is there I don't think I've ever seen it, but there isn't a well, how many things can a person hold?
I don't think there's a limit, is there?
Because I know you can only hold one item, but what is the...
I think weapon options, as long as you're paying for them, you can have as many as you want.
Yeah.
I've never seen a limit.
Right. You have one guy with like 16 weapon options on him. You know, you have a one troop with 16 weapons on him.
Is there even a section in the rules about adding weapons to people? I mean, know where that be? Is that the beginning of the army lists or what? I don't know if that's even in the book.
Yeah, I don't think it is. I think, you know, I know you can only grab one item.
Yeah, items, I know it's only one, but that's not weapons.
Right.
Unless you're Z.
Picking up and carrying items.
That doesn't say weapons, though, right?
No.
Yeah, so I guess it's unlimited weapons as long as you're paying for them.
They can only pick up one at a time.
Yeah.
That's it. So, yeah, maybe that's a good question.
Oh, well. You'd be like the Punisher. You're just bristling with guns hanging off you.
Right.
But, other than that, everybody took a little of something. Jack took the Sky Razor. I love the Sky Razor model, personally. But way to fire one with a no rifles, only range 5. Shoots on 4s, which is nice. Mm-hmm. But you can take 2 marionettes for him. When how much are they? You can take one cipher, but this guy's more mobile. 2-4, not bad movement.
It was the movement I took him for. Because the marionettes, everything in the list I took was 1-2. Mm-hmm. And I'm accustomed to a little bit more, a little more get up and go. My guys are playing the plague. 1-2 just wouldn't cut it, and I thought I need something that's going to be able to a little scoot.
Yeah, the only thing other fast thing is the 2-3 Kalishi, but everything else is 1-2. Yeah,
and you know, drones. He's the Sky Razor is actually the same price as the Talon. With he's not vulnerable and he's size 2, so that's giving him 3 wounds. So that's... even with a 5-up save, he's still pretty survivable.
You're not going to fight with your Black Talon anyways.
Right.
You don't have the glide ability, which is... And he's not a construct, but he's a vehicle, so... Yes, he should be a construct and a vehicle, shouldn't he?
Well...
Yes. I wonder if that's in the FAQ. Could be. They added construct to a few things.
He is standing atop a platform, so I suppose he can be pinned.
Well, vehicles can be pinned, yeah. Yeah, but guys can't, right? Constructs can't be pinned, right?
Right. So maybe that's why you could pin the vehicle, but not the...
Why would the vehicle react?
How you get the beans above the Frank?
Yeah. The Asterion just standing there looking disapprovingly
as arms crossed. His vehicle's shaking from fear.
Why are you pinned? Get up. You are a construct. No, it says I can be pinned.
But yeah, Asterians. None of us are excited to do the Asterian lists. And I think so. We got some interesting lists out of it. I'd be curious to try them now, actually.
Well, all right. So now that we've heard each other's rationalization of our lists, is there any changes? I mean, I know I would make a few changes.
I would definitely change probably one of the vortexes into another pulse bombard. So I'd have two pulse bombards.
Right.
Yeah. I think I might. There's a very convincing argument for the Khaleesi, and I have more troops than I really needed for a troop tax. I have them for like taking objectives and doing whatever. But you know what? A Khaleesi can do that too. I would dip my toe into the Khaleesi pool.
And I would actually switch to an Overseer maybe. I took the Prime because he's a good fighter. But yeah, you guys convinced me with the recon and the tactician. That
would be nice. Recon 4. Yeah.
I'd have to try to find 6 points somewhere, but
and winning the recon and getting I think it's number 7 where you could move up 3 guys, you know, you could just move them up 1 square is just huge. I'm surprised that Khaleesi though, they don't have scout. I'm very surprised.
Yeah. Maybe too powerful if they had scout. They'd be pretty tough.
Yeah, probably. Because you know what? If you're going to give – they're combat mouses, and if you give them scout, you don't give a chance to shoot them, so that might be too much. But I think I might switch some of my ciphers. I take one cipher, the two ciphers out and take 3 marionettes and you know, do it that way instead. So I'll have 3 guys shooting.
You'd save some points too, so you might those 7 points maybe will get up to 10 for another marionette too.
Right. Instead of giving everybody armor, AP. But you know what, though? You really need something like AP 1, AP 2, just because, you know Striders are I think Striders are going to become more prevalent. So you need something to knock that down.
Yeah. Yeah, it helps, that's for sure. Like, it is possible to kill Striders with zombies or dogs or whatever, but it takes a long time. And vulnerable troops, they'd have a hard time not to get chainsawed up by a good Strider.
Right. And you know, when you put the dogs or the zombies on a Strider, you're just tar pitting him. You're not really doing any damage. You're just like, all right, well, you have a 60-point model sitting there, and I'm going to send, you know, 4 zombies at him to hold him in place with the horde rule. That's the whole point of it. You know, 24 points to hold a 60-point model is definitely a good strategy.
Yeah, for sure.
And there's a chance. And there's a chance.
Oh, there's a definite chance. Yeah.
You're 4 times you're rolling dice, and even if you got them, you know, trapped in a square, you know, kept them from being utilized properly. But every round you get, you know, how 2 8s. Well, let's see what that turns into. Next thing you know, there's a couple wounds on a Iron Ancestor that you didn't think you could get, and then the floodgates open. Now you know it's possible.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you get an extra dice every time once they start getting wounded. For the things that we should watch out for, I was just noticing with those ciphers, they do have vulnerable. Nothing worse than flamethrowers hitting vulnerable models. We noticed that with we're fighting some zombies, and you could just destroy vulnerable models with flamethrowers.
Right.
Especially if you get one of those flamethrowers as AP1, since the ciphers do have 1 armor. Yeah, that could be pretty devastating.
So basically you hit them and they might survive, but then if they're on fire, they're going
to
probably...
They get 2 chances. Yeah, you get 2 chances to kill them.
Well, anytime you're rolling more than 1 set of dice, it's pretty good. That's why the energy shield is good. I got to tell you, every time I play an Asterion player, we got 2 guys in our group who play Asterions. They never make their saves, but they make those freaking energy shields all the time. It's like, you know, you need a 5. Oh, 3, 2, and a 1. Oh, let me roll my energy save, you know, energy shield 2. Oh, 2 6s. How does that happen?
It's
a weird dynamic that, but you know, then again, you have three dice to survive, and then you have another two or three or four dice to roll again. So you're just rolling more dice. It's more of a chance for survival. And that one dice that you need might come on the second set of rolling.
The only thing that me and Jack noticed about the energy shields is that the less damage you take that the energy shield has to like absorb, the more chance it's going to explode. So you only roll one dice. If you roll a one, it's gone. But if you roll three dice, you have to roll two ones to lose it, right?
Right.
Yeah, so it's kind of counterintuitive that way. That was a little weird thing. They should do a test or something instead, or I don't know. There should be a more elegant way of doing it. I find that it's just kind of strange that the less damage you do to it, the more chance it explodes. It should be kind of the opposite, right?
Right. So now, and with the energy shield, yeah, they kept that in with the roll more ones than successes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's the only thing we found weird. I think we thought of a way to... Do you remember, Jack, what we thought of?
Yeah, well, I think we thought of like two or three different ways that something to do with the size of the model, the pips would have an effect. But I think we just ended up saying it should be its own test.
Yeah, just a separate test like everything else.
So almost like a volatile rule?
Yeah, like the volatile or, yeah. Yeah, it just seems strange.
You know what I think too with the Asterians is that their big thing is that they have the energy shields, or, you know, like we were saying. So the Black Talon has it. Both leaders have it. You can take a shield drone for energy shield. So, you know, that's something important to have. But when you go to their items, no matter, even if we play a 500-point game, you can only take one extra shield.
Everybody else, yeah, they should be pretty common. Everybody seems to have them.
Well, I mean, or make them rare.
Yeah.
Where you could, you know, like even, you know, the Enforcers got the awesome Defender Shield. You know, Pathfinders, Enforcers, whatever you want to take. You can take two, at a 200-point game, you could take two Defender Shields. But these guys, you can only take one Energy Shield. I mean, like maybe throw in a Khaleesi or something like that, you know.
Yeah, something, eh? Yeah, it'd be fun to have, well, once again, they make them really powerful to have the Khaleesi with energy shields.
Well, but you can only take two of them, you know what I mean? So it'll be powerful, but not unkillable, you know?
Yeah, well, that's the key, right?
Right.
And you're paying the cost, so.
Exactly. Now, with the, I know the shield generator does the cube, and let's say there's two Asterians in a cube with a shield, and they get attacked by another guy. Also, the enemy of the Asterians receives the benefit of that shield generator also.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty funny. I never thought of that.
Oh, yeah. No, it does the whole cube, so it's either you or them.
That's funny.
Right. Now, but that, I think that doesn't work with the, I mean, I'm not sure, but I don't know if that works with the, like, personal energy shield. I don't think it would do that.
No, I think that's just for you.
Yeah.
Right. But the energy shield is, I mean, the shield drone is doing the whole cube.
Yeah, that's funny. I never even thought of that.
In the version one, it was different. It was like more of an area thing. Now it's just that cube.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense. It's easy that way, right?
Yeah. I don't see how they're, well, they're size two, so, you know. But I think they should have an armor on them, at least one armor or something, because it's
on the drones, yeah.
On the drone, you know. I mean, Christ, a six plus survive?
Yeah, that's...
Oh, yeah. But you're just trying to get the damage off early with those drones.
Yeah.
Later on, you're hoping that the rest of your army does its actual job.
Yeah, it's actually kind of cool to take out a drone and then all the vulnerable guys, oh, no, oh, no, oh, no.
Hell, yeah. Then you're in trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd always have to attack the drone, I would assume. Like, if you're hand-to-handing it or if you're shooting, shoot the drone first and then deal with the little guys.
And the Skyraiser is three wounds.
Yeah, that's always nice to have extra wounds.
Yeah, I'm looking at that, and I'm looking at the Black Talon. But the thing is now, I don't understand this, because an Enforcer jet bike has a fight stat, but the Skyraiser does not. That's weird.
That no rules for like striking someone with a vehicle or you know, like Blaine with his scythes or but Rob and I had had said early on that everything should have a fight stat, no matter how high, 7+ or something, implying that
you could do something with it.
Like a strider should have a fight stat, because even if it's armed with, you know, you didn't put any arms on it, it should be able to step on someone. You know, the dog drone should be able to, you know, use its 3-clawed feet to, you know, dig at you.
2-clawed.
Oh yeah, some of the very rare breeds, you know, the best in show types that they only have the two. I think that's bred for climbing.
Exactly.
But anyways, yeah, there should be a fight stat on everything.
Yeah, that Cypher on top of the Sky Razor can kick people in the head while he's driving by. Something. Yeah,
but no, not even that. Like, you know, you see the Sky Razor, he's got no fight stat. You know, you can maneuver yourself and get into a fight with him.
Yeah.
Or what happens when you're jousting with a jet bike and a Sky Razor? They're going to pass each other, and the jet bike is the only thing that can fight. It could hit him, you know? I mean, you know, they got a crappy stat. I think it's a 6, but that's still better than 0.
Yeah, you're right. That makes absolutely no sense everything should have a fight stat, and I think you're right. Especially in Forcer Jet Bike, you're less likely to be able to punch someone or kick someone or hit someone with a jet bike. At least the Sky Razor, like I say, the guy's there. He could just boot you, or, you know, if you jump on him, he can fight you off, right? But
I mean, yeah, because you could see, like, you know, the guy jumps off the second level and on the back, and he's trying to choke the Cypher, and the Cypher has to fight him back.
Yeah.
So the poor Sky Razor, if it had a fight stat, then it's a little bit more viable.
Yeah, it should have a 6 or 7 for sure. Everything should have a fight stat. Dog drones don't have fight stats, which doesn't make sense either.
Well, right. They should have a claw or a bite or something.
Just something, yeah.
The Asterion drones don't have fight stats either, now that I've looked.
But that makes a little more sense. They're just round things.
They are kind of just like a bulbous saucer shape. And I suppose, as adorable as it would be if it, you know, they do hover. So if it blimp like boom, makes a comical bouncy sound as it gently nudges you.
The broker bike, he's got a 5+. He's got a pretty good fight set.
Yeah, but, you know, Asterians, I mean, Forge Fathers always have the best stuff, so let's just leave that alone.
He can have a hammer, I guess. He hammer on the way by.
Right, or he headbutts him or something, you know. Like the drone, she should have that little thing like R2-D2 has when he, you know, gets pissed off and the little electric shock thing comes out. The fork comes out and shocks.
Yeah, just a little zap.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think we'll have to house rule that Sky Razor thing.
Yeah, he should have. I think, like Jack said, everything should have a fight stat.
Right. And just the 6, you know?
Gun tracks don't. Those little goblins can bite you while you're trying to fight them.
Right. So what happens? Now, when I get into a fight with a Sky Razor, I basically just, like, beat it, and he's got to take his saves. Yeah. And when he gets to be activated, the only thing he can do is try to run away.
Yep. Yes. Or just stay there, yep.
Yeah, that's...
That's pretty...
Oh, no!
Don't get me wrong.
I swore.
The goblin got you.
Yep.
I mean, I'm not a fan of the Asterians, but that's racist.
But, yeah. That's the Asterians for you.
Yeah.
They're lovers, not fighters.
Yeah, give them a... No, but these are the high-tech warriors.
Yeah.
You know, that makes no... That doesn't make any sense.
That makes no sense.
No sense. Give him a fight stat. Make the energy shields rare.
Yeah.
You know, so that at least 2 guys, you can kit him out with it. Or you can give it, you know, what's nice about the energy shield is everything stacks. So, you know.
Yeah. So, rules committee, if you're listening, next FAQ, take notes.
We are the 3 smartest guy in the room right now.
That's because we're the only people in this room, but yes.
You didn't have to. You didn't have to say that, but...
I'll edit that out. Don't worry. I think we've covered that pretty good. I'm amazed we had this much to talk about the Asterians.
You know what? I'm looking forward to getting some marionettes and Khaleesi. I'll be honest with you.
So, for next time, we have to think of who we're going to do. I believe it's my turn. So I get to choose. I don't even know. Well, I'm looking at Marauders right now. Let's do Marauders.
Oh, man. We're really...
Bottom of the barrel. Marauders would be hardest for me because I have no idea about Marauders.
Oh, not me. I know what I
It's just all Maw Beasts.
Oh, Maw Beasts are my favorite Mantic model. I don't care. You can point at the Sorak and say, look at that, look at that. You can go, hey, that type 1A, look at the Maw Beast with the chainsaw mouth and the big...
Save it for the show.
I'm just going to call the Great Jungle Cat and ask him for some advice.
E-Rock?
Yes.
Okay.
Is that okay, Jack, with you?
Yeah, that's A-okay.
So let's do some shout outs for ourselves. Jack, you're on the Flickster. What else are you on?
I'm on the Telegraph. That's that's a new thing, you guys. It's gonna break, and everyone will be there. That's it for me.
That's important parts. And of course, we're both on Dead Zone the podcast. Please, if you're listening to this on YouTube on Coach's Family Gamers, come visit Dead Zone the podcast. You type it into your Googles, and you'll be able to find us there. And Coach, as we say, Family Gamers 777.
Yep, the hub for Dead Zone, Video Dead Zone. And if you are listening to this on the Dead Zone podcast, why don't you hop over to Family Gamers 777 for all your Dead Zone goodness.
Yep, like and subscribe. And both of us are on Twitter. I am... You can find not Jack, because Jack and I are together on Twitter, even though it's just me. And we're Dead Zone the Podcast. Just look for us there. And once again, look for Coach. All you have to do is type in FOG777. You'd find him. Mm-hmm. And I think that covers all of our stuff. Until next time, I think Georgie the Goblin will kick us out of here.
Take it away, Georgie.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Say bye-bye, Jack.
Am I your dancing monkey?
Say bye-bye. The poor people want you to say bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
So, there you go. That was Coach from Family of Gamers 777 and the other two numbnuts from the Dead Zone podcast. Now that they're done yapping, go out and play Dead Zone and prove these guys wrong. I wouldn't listen to them, but what do I know?
Oh, Georgie the Goblin. Always scampering around.
Prancing? Does he prance?
I kind of just walk.